Welcome back to the Brilliant Perspectives podcast. I'm your host, Jalen Bowden, here with you for another episode of Learning Powered by the Heart. Hey, what would it be like to wake up every morning expecting to encounter God's favor? To no longer wonder if His favor was present, but where His favor was present? What if you lived in a place of complete confidence, knowing that God has already gone before you, and that He's placed deposits of joy and peace, wisdom and provision, whatever it is that He knows you'll need the most? Today's episode is all about favor. Not this thing we're given because of who we are or because of our own performance, but something heaven has for us simply because of who Jesus is in us and who we are in Him. Let's jump in with Graham Cook.
Welcome to our training series, Constant Continuous Favor. I'm Graham Cook, and together we're going to explore the favor of God and how it becomes your continuous experience. Favor is released because God has a passion for us that is designed to provoke astonishment. Like, this is God's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Favor is a new creation reality that upgrades our expectation to the same level that Jesus enjoyed. Regardless of life events, crises, oppositional activity, or any form of difficulty and hardship, favor can elevate us to a place and a position that empowers us to receive under pressure. As I mentioned in the introduction, there are two kinds of favor. There's core favor, which is God's relationship with us and ours with Him, that's at the center of our lives. And there's specific favor, which is the favor He has prepared in the situations of life. Today, we're going to explore our core favor in Christ. Favor is a relationship that compels us to receive because of who God is for us in Jesus. It's the relational context in which we're meant to live every day. Because God can't contemplate a day without favor. Favor is a special preference from one person to another. It's an advantage given for the benefit of someone else. The Father put us into Christ so that all the benefits of His Son could now be ours. The origin of all your favor is in Christ's relationship with the Father and your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. John 17:23, Jesus said, "I in them and you, Father, in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me." And that verse is worth studying. We're in Christ to be radically loved by God and for everything to come from that place of love that flows from Him towards ourselves and towards others. Just as the Father loved Jesus, He has every intention of loving you with the same special preference and favor that He has towards His Son. But like any benefit that is ours as a member of a family or community, we have to anticipate, recognize, and receive it. There's an inwardly sensitive realization of Christ in us that we're growing into, and therefore a conscious awareness of favor that God is passionate for you to encounter. I love the fact that favor is woven into His relationship with us, creating a platform to empower us to grow up into our identity as beloved children. It's God's good pleasure for us to live in His favor, so that our inheritance in Christ produces a maturity that is in line with God's image and likeness. In the earliest references to favor in the Bible, time and again, the phrase is used, "If I have found favor in your sight," or "if I have found favor in your eyes." Favor in his sight is about seeing as God sees and recognizing his provision. Favor in his eyes is seeing how God looks at you with joy, delight, and unconditional love. In that context, his favor is unrelenting and unchanging because it's based on who Jesus is in you. This is the favor that is at the core of God's relationship with us and our fellowship with him. Core favor. It's the generator of our good expectations of God, of our joy and peace in believing. It's the wellspring of our rest, knowing his desire for us and accepting his benevolence. We're joyfully dependent on his desire to see us blessed, knowing by experience how outrageously we are loved. It's becoming aware of Christ in us, of his favor, his empowering grace, and his identity mingling with ours. It's waking up every day, having laid aside any negativity from the day before, and stepping into the day with only expectation and anticipation of God's favor. We might not know how it will manifest or where, but we're confident that it's going to be there. We don't confine our anticipation to our definition of what we feel should happen. We're stepping into a lifestyle of trust and faith because we're rooted and grounded in the true nature of God in us and for us. Okay, time out. Write these promises down and speak them out loud every day to yourself and to your circumstances. Here's one. I have found favor because I am in Christ and he is in me. All of heaven is attracted to Jesus in me. I am accepted in the beloved and have favor in and with Jesus, regardless of how well or badly I'm doing. As a joint heir with Christ, favor is a consistent part of my inheritance. Father, thank you that favor comes to my identity in Christ and not because of my performance as a believer. So today, Lord Jesus, I ask and will keep on asking for you to give me favor with both God and man. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you enjoyed that declaration. Say it to yourself every day. You see, favor generates focus. We trust God and are following his purposes because we're focused on his true nature, no matter what our circumstances look like. We know he has gone before us, and we're going to follow him as we make that journey. We're looking with expectation into the eyes of God, knowing we will see his favor, his delight, his love, and his kindness. You know, religion doesn't do that. Religion looks for mistakes, shortcomings, and failures. It doesn't meet each day with an anticipation of grace and favor. Instead, it generates fear, insecurity, and striving. Religion wants you to wake up feeling useless, helpless, and hopeless. In a lifestyle of favor, we wake up in expectation of recognizing God's favor for us. Here's a short, crafted prayer of thanksgiving. Thank you, Father, that I live in your favor. I live under your smile. You are the God who goes before me, and I rejoice that your favor gives me focus to recognize your provision. I look forward to your favor becoming evident today in Jesus' name. We are being made into his image, and favor is a core part of that relationship. The Father's relationship with the Son and his relationship to us makes us compatible with the favor that exists in heaven. He gives us his gifts of grace and favor, and he loves us into loving righteousness. He astonishes us with his promises. Like in 2 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4, it says, seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by his glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. I love that passage. It's the core favor in our relationship with God that generates confidence, peace, and brings focus, so that we recognize everything he's provided that pertains to life and godliness. That's brilliant to me. In the coming weeks, we'll talk about specific favor for the situations of life. But if old habits of helplessness or hopelessness want to respond to your circumstances, you need to keep returning to your core favor and look for the next upgrade. We're practicing core favor, so you have to return to your central relationship with God and bask in the favor that you've found in his sight and in his eyes. The joy and delight he has in you, just as he has in Jesus, same favor. Continue to make your favor declaration, regardless of how you feel about yourself or your life situations. God is talking you into favor, so allow his joy and peace in believing to arise in you. And from that elevated perspective, the favor that isn't seemingly apparent comes into view.
Hey friends, how would life change if you could experience God's daily delight in you? If you want to hear more of today's clip or enjoy access to soaking sessions and daily devotions, you can discover all of that and so much more by clicking the link in the episode description to join us on Brilliant TV. As always, thanks for listening, and we'll see you here next time.